Let's just focus on this because it's such a vital time in the life of our church. The deacon ministry is a very significant ministry. It's a biblical ministry. And the word deacon means servant. It means minister. Now, I've been sharing with you that 80% of 350,000 churches in America are not growing right now. One of the reasons they're not growing in many churches, especially in the South, is because deacons run the churches. They do. It's not biblical. The churches are not biblically based. One of the many things that I love about Circle Drive Baptist Church is we have a biblical ministry here. And the deacons function as ministers of this church, which is exactly what they should be doing. Well, let's talk about deacon ministry. You say, Mike, when I pray about voting for a deacon, what should I think about? What should I pray about? And we know the biblical qualifications, but what I've done is I've taken the word deacon, and I kind of have built an acrostic tonight. Take about 5 or 10 minutes just to share this. First of all, a deacon is D, devoted to Jesus. You see, the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added to you. One of the primary qualifications or characteristics of a godly deacon is that person is devoted to Jesus Christ. I love the deacons that we have here at Circle. These men truly live what this says right here. They put the Lord God first in their lives. They are a blessing to my heart and a blessing to our church. Letter E, a deacon should be evangelistic in lifestyle. Proverbs 11:30, the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. Ray Holly is a great example of that. What a wonderful report tonight. 15,000 of all the hundreds of people that went on mission down there, 15,000 people saved, and Ray going to this home and leading these two people to Christ. You see, that's what a deacon should do. A deacon should be evangelistic. I remember several months ago, Larry and Kathy Akers. Larry is a deacon at our church, and Larry went into a home and had the privilege of leading someone to faith in Jesus Christ and talking with their wife, and she also prayed to receive Christ. And you see, that's what we're talking about, because evangelism is the thing that is closest to the heart of God. And also, you see, we can't expect the members of our church to be witnesses if we as leadership are not witnesses ourselves. E, evangelistic in lifestyle. C, committed to the local church. One of the other things that I love about our deacons is that they are committed to Circle Drive Baptist Church. They are faithful not only to God, but also to God's church. I jumped ahead of myself. Anointed of the Holy Spirit. You can tell that I'm definitely tired tonight. Acts 1:8. D-E-A. Anointed of the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Deacons must be anointed of the Holy Spirit, because you cannot do God's work unless you have God's power. And to be anointed of the Holy Spirit means that God's hand is upon your life, you are filled with God's Spirit, and you're allowing God to perform and to accomplish His purpose and His plan through your life. Well, I got ahead of myself, but let's go now to the C, committed to the local church. Hebrews 11:10-25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. You know what? The Bible says that God's people ought to be faithful to God and to the local church. It is a commitment. A commitment to be a part not only of God's family in salvation, but also to be a part of God's family in the local church. We are to be involved actively and committed to the local church. And then the O in deacon stands for obedient to Jesus and the Word of God. 1 John 2, 3 through 5. Now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him, and by this we know that we are in him, obedient to Jesus and obedient to the Word of God. And then the N in deacon stands for needs of others. Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. You see, a deacon is called to serve, not to rule. I've got to tell you this story. And I heard it just recently. This pastor in another church in the South was having a deacon's meeting, and he's been trying to teach the deacons what the biblical meaning of deacon truly is. Because these deacons just about run the church. They don't serve, they rule. So he was in a deacon's meeting, and he was reiterating, once again, he said, now men, I want you to know that the Bible says that the reason that you're a deacon is because God wants you to serve in the church. Being a deacon has nothing at all to do with decision making, with ruling, with running. In other words, a deacon is not to run a church. A deacon is to serve in the church. One of the deacons spoke up and said, if I had known that, I would never have agreed to serve. Isn't that amazing? If he had known that what a deacon really is someone who serves and not someone who rules, he said, I wouldn't want to have had any part of it. Well, you know what? To be honest with you, we're all called to serve. Every single one of us. We're all called to serve the Lord Jesus, to put him first in our lives. But you know what? Deacons are to meet the needs of others. They're called to be God's servants. We have a benevolence ministry team as a part of our deacon ministry, where when benevolence needs from members of our church come, are there, they can come to our deacons, and our deacons can help minister and meet those needs. We have a Barnabas ministry team, whereas when a family in our church is going through a crisis, or when a family in our church is going through difficulties, or where there's been a death, where there's been difficulty in a family, the Barnabas team goes out and ministers to that family. We have a widower shut-in ministry team. Our deacons go out with their spouses, and they visit the widows and widowers of our church and our shut-in people. They pray with them. They love them. They find out if there are any needs. You see, that is what a deacon is all about. It's not about ruling. It's not about running. It's about serving. So, the needs of others. So, throughout the remainder of this month, we're going to be involved in a deacon election. We spend time as a church family praying over, seeking God's leadership, to lay in our hearts the men that he's called to serve in this capacity. So tonight, I just share this with you as a reminder to pray, and to pray that God will raise up some wonderful deacons to serve in this ministry. Being reminded that deacon, the D, is devoted to Jesus Christ, E, evangelistic in lifestyle, A, anointed of the Holy Spirit, C, committed to the local church, O, obedient to Jesus and the Word of God, and N, needs of others. The person is a servant. So, during these days, let's be in prayer. Now, as we come to the conclusion and the climax, really, of this service, let me share with you that if you've never made a commitment of your life to Jesus Christ, tonight is a wonderful opportunity for you to do so. Do you realize that the Bible says that God prove that he loved us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us? Do you realize that John, in the book of John, chapter 15, the Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends? Did you know that in John chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life? God loves you. Jesus died for you. And he wants to change your life tonight. So if you're not a Christian, or if you're religious but you've never had a personal relationship with Christ, we invite you to make that commitment this evening. Let's pray together.